All right, I'll introduce Eustace Mullins.
We're on the ready, so just go ahead. Yes.
The greatest icon of American patriotism of the last half of the 20th century. His protege, or his mentor, Ezra Pound, being the greatest icon of American patriotism of the first half of the 20th century. Eustace Mullins is probably the most famous or infamous man in America. Not by his name, although many people understand and know that Eustace Mullins is the greatest historian that we have today. And when I say historian, I'm talking about true history, not the propaganda that our news media and our secular historians have promoted. Eustace has been out of pocket for a few years, about 6 years now that you've been out of the loop. Since your trip to Jekyll Island. Do you want to tell us about your trip to Jekyll Island?
Well, I went down to Jekyll Island to do some more research on my own, alone. And after a couple of days, I woke up down there. I was completely disoriented. I didn't know where I was. And I started driving my car home, and I was driving on the wrong side of the road.
Well, let me ask you this. You went down to Jekyll Island to do some research.
Yes.
And Jekyll Island's where this whole thing started.
Yes.
The Federal Reserve.
And the Jekyll Island Club. The whole meeting was hatched at the Jekyll Island Club.
And most people know that, but it's important to know where you were and what you were doing all this began.
That brass plaques in the club commemorating this event.
And another important ingredient here, a piece of the puzzle, whose room were you staying in by chance?
I had called a travel agent and a guy in Atlanta, Georgia, to get a reservation. And she said, I'm going to upgrade your reservation from a room to a suite. And so when I got down there, she gave me J.P. Morgan's hotel room.
So in the midst of your investigation, all of a sudden something happens to you.
Something happened to my nervous system. I didn't know what I was doing.
This is what everybody thinks was his alleged stroke, or the result of his alleged stroke. And you were you headed north home.
Yes. I had 700 miles to go back to my home.
In Stanton, Virginia.
And my car. And the state police and the deputy sheriffs were stopping me every half mile and testing me for everybody was calling in and dropped out of the car down on the wrong side of the road.
Now, they didn't stop. They stopped you and then let you go. They didn't incarcerate you or...
No, because they tested me for alcohol. I hadn't had a drink for 30 years.
Now, you were on the wrong side of the highway.
Yeah.
Coming into ongoing traffic. How many vehicles were you aware of that had to get out of the way?
Well, they were dodging me all the way. Big traffic trucks coming head on at me.
And 700 miles of this, and cops stopping you in each state along the way.
And they never stopped me from driving at all. Because they intended to get rid of me. I made it through. I drove all the way home.
Well, what was done, do you think, to you overnight in the bed to make you behave like that? Did they give you some kind of drug?
They gave me some kind of drug. It absolutely affected my whole nervous system.
That's your thoughts?
Yes.
Either that or it's an incredible coincidence that it happened at Jekyll Island in J.P. Morgan's room, and you were in great health until that time.
I was in perfect health. I've been working 15 hours a day for the last 10 years.